The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome.
I'm going to get you high today because it's Friday. You ain't got no job and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
Kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Ripcord and the hot bitch, bitch away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Years ago, we talked about people being dumped because of their voice. We're going to revisit that a little bit here because something else is making news. But have you been dumped because of your voice, guys and girls? And what about it really doesn't sit well with people? If you're willing to call in, this one we can't use voice changing technology because it ruins the whole thing. We have to hear your actual voice. 1-855-954-6969, toll free. Have you been dumped because of your voice? 1-855-954-6969. And again, text doesn't really work either because we can't hear you. But there is a guy who really finds his girlfriend's voice annoying. He loves her.
Yeah.
But she has something called a vocal fry.
So, like metal.
It's a speech pattern that annoys a lot of people. And he says it's even hurt her employment opportunities. Like, people won't hire her because of how
she
sounds.
It's like all the time. When you do like a fry scream, it's when you...
It is a low, croaky, drawn-out way of talking. They say that makes people want to go on murder sprees. So, to give us an example of what he means, he asked her to describe the dinner they ate, and he recorded it, and this is what it sounds like here.
I liked the olives that we ate, because I love all olives. I don't usually like salad, but I like the salad that we had. Mm. It had like a lot of dressing, which is probably why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
I loved the pasta. I thought the pasta was really, really good. But I felt really, really tired after. The next thing that we had, I was confused by. The squid ink was fine, but I really have an issue with both steamed carrots and beets. I don't think that I like beets.
So he said, even when the words are coming out of her mouth, they're well chosen and witty, but the way they're delivered can be so grating, it's hard to pay attention. And he says it's not just his issue. Other people are bothered by it. She even cringes when she listens to recordings of her own voice. And she says a lot of smart things, but people are paying attention to the way she talks rather than what she's talking about. So,
yeah, you can't talk like this.
She's actually now decided to go to a speech pathologist to try and see if they can fix her voice.
It is very palpitating.
Out of all the voices that we've heard that can irritate you or aggravate you, it doesn't seem that bad. Maybe if it was every day, I'd think differently. But it's not that bad. Did you find it like extremely grating?
No, but I could tell like what was happening. She was talking like this. She made the fry every single time.
We were quite sweet.
I definitely don't like steamed carrots.
I definitely don't like your steamed carrots.
That was really good.
And Jason the Jew apparently was extremely pissed off by that.
Oh, really?
You can't handle that, Jason?
No, man. It makes me cringe. Like, I want to.
I'll never stop talking like this now.
Talk faster is what I want to say.
Faster, Jason. This is the only way we'll communicate from now on.
See, but that's good. That's like the emperor. I like that. But the way she does it is like this valley girl, guttural roll. It's like you have a brain. I know you do.
Valley girl.
We're quite
with
safe.
A fry in it. So
from your friend's hair.
Skywalker.
This would change. That would change. That might be how it is. We don't know.
Take your place at my side.
Like. So, yeah, like,
that.
We're going to take over the universe and stuff.
I assure you, we're, like, totally safe from your friends.
Yeah.
Skywalker.
Just like, as a valley girl.
Be cool or something.
So that's one example of annoying voices.
So lately, and this is an odd example, but I'll give it anyway because I think it's funny. The Jerry Lewis, right? He has this scene with this waitress. I don't know. It's like a famous scene, but this waitress's voice in this scene, it's been in my head lately. And I have a little bit of a clip.
Can we listen to it here, Chuck?
Let's see. I hope. Let's see if we can. Hopefully, it's
grapefruit, pineapple, apricot, orange, like lemon, lemon crush.
She's going through like all the things that they have at the. He's trying to order something.
Fran Drescher. Tangerine, cherry, or pitless watermelon.
And then he's going to try and order.
Apple would be fine.
Apple it is. And what kind of salad would you like with your meal? We have Caesar, watercress, lettuce and tomato, plain lettuce,
tomato.
Bib lettuce, hearts of lettuce, hearts of bib lettuce, lettuce leaf.
You know how you go and you try to order and they do that?
Absolutely,
yeah.
Watercress is always the...
Watercress it is. Good choice. He got it.
Good choice.
And
good
what
choice.
Do you have on it? We have vinegar, vinegar and oil, plain oil, Thousand Island, Hundred Island...
Sounds
Hawaiian
like
Island, Three Mile Island, Russian, German, Swiss, mayo, Roquefort, blue cheese, brown cheese, cheese, cheese and bacon, bacon bits,
just rolling his eyes.
Sounds like the Ghostbusters.
The Ghostbusters girl. Yeah. That's what I was going to say.
Good choice. Good choice. So, yeah, that's
Ghostbusters girl.
It goes on and on, but that's been in my head lately.
What's funny is that it's almost like the Ghostbusters chick was doing that.
Yes, kind of. She heard that.
Now that I hear it.
She heard that old clip and was like, I'll base my character on her.
That's it.
Yeah.
So funny.
But can I help you?
It's like that.
Yeah, but they do like the waiters. You know, when you try to order, they go to. Good choice.
In the commercial, she's like, who are you going to call?
So have you had to dump someone because of their voice is the question. Or have you specifically been dumped because of your voice and you're willing to tell us about it? 1-855-954-6969, toll free. 1-855-954-6969. So when I was looking this up this morning, I stumbled across another article. And this one, though, is talking about women. Women who have dumped guys because they can't handle their high voice.
Be like, quite safe from your friends here, Skywalker. We're safe from Han Solo. We're safe from Chewbacca. We're safe from Luke Skywalker. Oh, wait a minute. You're Luke Skywalker. We're safe
Leia.
From R2-D2.
C-3PO.
Lando.
So this woman, Emma, was set up on a blind date with a handsome lawyer. First date was scheduled 2 weeks in advance. She said he looked rugged, manly, square jaw, great head of brown hair, stylish glasses. Like he looked like Clark Kent. But when she actually met him, everything came crashing down.
Hello.
The second he opened his mouth, the deal breaker was revealed.
I'm a lumberjack.
His voice was freakishly high.
Well.
It was not the deep, rugged voice I was expecting. I tried not to focus on it at all, but I had such expectations leading up to the date, she said, that I just couldn't shake it. I ended up not being able to ever see him again because I could not get over his voice. And a lot of other women say the same thing. A lot of people talk about David Beckham. Now, I hear that a little bit, but I don't know. I don't think this is extreme. You guys tell me if you think
know,
it's bad.
My mum and dad have always been there since I was seven or eight, when I first started playing Sunday League football. They've been every game from then up till now.
I'd like you to find a clip of him when he was about 20 years old. Because I feel like he learned to...
I did read that online once that he's taken vocal lessons to try.
Because I think he used to be way up here. I like to think of myself when I have sex as like I'm dominant.
Like I think that he actively tried to.
Well, dude, that's like everybody's got their one thing, right, that sucks about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. But chicks dig that guy completely. But then he's like, all right, take your clothes off. It's time for a romp.
It's hard to find, like, old interviews with him.
That's me and Victoria there.
His weapon of choice is his right foot.
And keeping it there.
Sometimes I like to pretend it's Jimmy Dumbledore.
No, that's obviously someone doing the voice. That's what happened there.
That's great.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Tegan is with us. Hi, Tegan.
Hello.
Hey, how's she going, eh?
Did you have to break up with someone because of their voice?
Yeah, I did. She actually sounded like Janice from Friends. Mm. Like, all the time.
Mm. Oh, that's so it's like a high-pitched, real grating kind of accent.
Oh, my God, Chandler Bing!
Right, and you couldn't do it.
I couldn't. Like, I even had my friends and family saying, are you just blind to this?
Yeah, I think if she was good looking enough, like sometimes you just kind of become immune to it, right?
It's when you get into the ball gag scene.
Yeah, you can get used to something, even a ball gag. The ball gag scene.
No, that's a voice you definitely couldn't deal with, though, on a long-term basis.
No.
Exaggerated, high-pitched. But even that, that vocal fry, as it's called, would be extremely grating to listen to. Day after day. It would suck if you loved someone and their voice just, you couldn't handle it anymore.
I feel like it would
prevent you from
loving
them.
Wouldn't fall in love with them, you know?
Yeah. I think it'd prevent the love part.
Oh, yeah. Someone said that high-pitched voice guy that the TV host laughed at. That was a guy who got his testicles removed or something,
yes.
Right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It was terrible.
Jesus.
That was bad. Someone said, my girlfriend went to get appliances and the salesman that we got sounded like he had to burp. Like the whole time he was talking, it just
like
there was a bubble in his throat.
Yeah, when you have the
I hate that bubble.
Every once in a while, it'll get in your throat. You got one of these little things.
These are new Samsungs, as you can tell.
Wow, that's really nice. Is that 50 inch? Is that 75 inch? Is what I'm looking for.
75 inch. It's a 75 inch plasma screen.
Plasma screen. I'm looking for more of an LED.
You want LED?
Something LED.
You want more flat?
Yeah. Or curved. You call it curved screens.
We do have the curved.
Every once in a while, you'd be talking and you'll get that bubble.
Yeah.
You'll just get a bubble in your throat.
I notice stuff like that because it happens to us. Like, on the air, because everybody's had that. You'd be like, I'm so fucking bubble.
And then everyone looks like, you're like, a bubble.
Oh, no, I got a bubble.
You got the bubble.
I got that bubble.
This woman said that she used to take public transit for years on the bus. One cute guy used to get off at the stop before her. They'd give each other goo-goo eyes during the ride. It went on for like 2 years. She finally got the guts to walk to his stop and approach him.
Hello.
He opened his mouth and killed it.
2 years she wasted.
2 years.
Thinking about that.
He's not my object of your fantasy.
Oh, my.
Who knew? Who would have thought that?
Right. Especially if you're like physically attracted to someone. I don't think that even crosses your mind that you wouldn't like their voice.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's just like anything, though. I think you have a tendency to project what you hope someone is going to sound like.
Yeah.
You know?
Russell, you were dumped because of your voice.
Yes.
So what
all right. Sorry about that.
That's okay. What about your voice is...
I don't know.
Oh, for God's sakes, I want to reach through the phone and strangle you to death.
That's why you don't do it.
Jason the Jew.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Well,
that's true. That made it through, didn't it? I thought it was his real voice, guys.
I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Not even close.
I thought we had Kermit the Frog on the line.
Kermit the Frog here.
No.
I'm
no.
just not in the mood for any of this.
I know.
I just want to go now. Can
I
go?
I know.
I'm alone.
I have to go. I'm alone.
I'm alone.
I'll watch it.
Yeah.
I'm willing.
Yeah.
All right, then.
I just want to go home.
I do.
You don't hear that a lot on morning radio.
No,
no.
You
don't.
I just want to go home.
Please, let me.
I don't want to do it.
Mike's in Tampa. Hi, Mike. Good morning. How are you, dude?
Hello, Mike.
Hi, good morning.
So you had to stop banging someone because of their voice.
Yeah, it's actually it's pretty funny, man. My mom, when we were kids, used to make you know, the lion from Wizard of Oz?
Yep.
The fly was the king of the fellow. Mm-hmm. So anyways, then, so I meet this chick. I've known her for a while, actually, but we end up having sex. Mm-hmm. And she's on top, and I'm trying to keep this friendly, but she's on top. And I guess right when she was, you know, about to go, she made this voice, and it was like, the first thing I thought of was my mom doing the lion from Wizard of Oz.
I want your girl to sound like the lion from Wizard of Oz.
So I went from being, you know, a telephone pole to just, you know,
no, Mike.
And
damn.
I'm like, what's wrong? What's wrong? And I'm like, oh, my stomach hurts.
Yeah, you gotta get away.
My tummy.
You gotta get the hell out of Oz, dude. You gotta go.
Yeah.
It was funny, but at the time I was like, you know, what the F?
Oh, for sure. Of course. Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, man. Yeah, so you don't want your lady to sound like this. Not like that either. No, I'll just play the
game. Oh, God.
It's just clips of him jumping through stuff. He hasn't said a word.
There we go. You don't want her to sound like that.
Why is it so?
There's a scene. There's one scene.
There's like him where he's talking to Dorothy.
Huh.
Anyway, who cares? Who cares? We all know how we talk.
You also don't want her to be like, ooh.
No.
Ugh.
Okay, all right. Okay. Chi Chi!
The bubble's there.
Hi.
Hi, Chi Chi. How are you doing?
Hello, Chi Chi.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Chi Chi. Go ahead, Chi Chi.
So, I was at a club / bar in Chicago with my girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
This gentleman approached me and he basically told me I was the most beautiful girl in this club. And I was like flattered. So, I just looked at him and I was like, oh, do you tell every girl that? And he was like, he just looked at me and he was like, wait, are you a guy? And I was like, no, like, why would you say that? So he just kind of laughed and I was like, still kind of like in my thoughts. So I just went and ran and told my friends and they were like cracking up. But yeah, I just have like a deeper voice. I don't know. I just, sometimes people think, you know, I sound like a guy.
Yeah. I don't think it's bad. I don't think it's like on that bad level.
It's definitely a little bit deeper, but I don't get guy.
It's in the Scarlett Johansson range, I would think, like, of deepness. It's not in, like...
You don't sound like James Earl Jones or anything.
No. Oh, my God. That would be terrifying.
You know what I mean? You know how, like, ScarJo has a bit of a deeper voice?
Yeah.
You know?
Or Kathleen Turner? Like, I couldn't date Kathleen Turner.
That's
I will
deeper.
Say that.
Right.
You know, her deep voice...
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about? Like Romancing the Stone, Kathleen Turner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can never put a face to her name.
She was on Friends.
Was she she's been on a ton of things.
Oh, that lady. I just see her and
wasn't she the one who played the...
She was her in an interview.
Okay, all right. Just
over the most seductive character we know.
Waddling in and out. Yes.
Wildly pregnant.
Book a master.
Don't just talk.
And not just accept.
Her star turn came in her first...
I was back in South America where I grew up. Danny and Michael and I were like a gang.
That's like an old Kathleen Turner voice.
Yeah.
Now it becomes more like a smoker lady, like a deep smoker lady
she
voice.
She was younger. It was deeper, but...
Was she Jessica Rabbit?
I don't know.
I don't know
who Jessica Rabbit.
Why do I feel like she was...
Who Framed Roger Rabbit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like her voice was higher.
Yeah, you're right, Dave.
She was?
Yep.
Is it really her?
Okay. I thought that was her.
That's a great movie.
That really changes my image of Jessica Rabbit.
Doesn't it now? Though. Sorry. Yeah, I didn't mean to ruin it.
It's the last time I get hard for that card.
She does.
Exactly.
Thank you. You just vocalized what I was trying to say.
Sorry.
I knew exactly what you meant.
She just did the...
Those legs, man.
The spoken voice. She didn't do any of the singing. That was sung... That was done by someone else.
Mm. Yeah.
But all the spoken stuff was...
So she did the patty cake scene.
Right.
Roger Rabbit.
Someone said, I know you guys had that fake call, but I did work with a guy who literally sounded like Kermit the Frog, his real voice. I never understood how he landed a wife.
So you guys are going to have to get these reports done. Come on. I mean, come right out. I mean, you want to stay late on a Friday?
I'm like it being your boss.
Seriously, guys. God damn it. Hey, come on. Check your goddamn email.
That's a tough one. That is a tough one. Joey's it's going through this right now. Green. Your girl's voice is making you consider dumping her?
We aren't really dating. We're just kind of seeing each other. But I'm trying to, you know, trying to get out of there because she really does sound like Steve Urkel a little bit. And it's kind of off-putting.
Okay, what were her looks? Like on a scale of 1 to 10, what are we looking at here?
Oh man, probably like a 6. You know?
Oh
yes, yeah,
so an Urkel 6.
Yeah, that's tough.
Yeah, if that was an 8 that's or 9,
that's called a slump buster.
All right, Joey, good luck with female Urkel, my friend. And one more call. Angela is listening in San Antonio, Texas, and she's joining us. Have you been dumped for your voice, Angela?
No, I've never been dumped, but I've been told I have a sex operating voice.
Oh, you have that, like, higher sexy thing.
Yeah, and I've also been told I sound like I'm 10 years old, so that's the
there
dump.
It is. Oh, there it okay, is. Now I didn't get that out of the gate, but okay.
Yeah, I think it's, like, way more of a young sounding
voice. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's weird because I'm 27, so it should be a little bit deeper, but I guess not.
Now, has it affected your jobs at all? Like, do you do a lot of work on the phone or no?
So, I do, and people, when they, like, at first, they're like, oh, hey. I'm like, no, this is business, so...
When they go there.
Oh, wow.
Oh, goodness.
They're instantly trying to have phone sex.
It's
terrible.
It's a little bit tough because I want people to take me seriously, but, I mean, that's never going to happen with this boy. So.
You don't get specific. What kind of line of work are you in?
I'm a real estate agent.
Oh, well, yeah. So the people are filthy with real estate agents.
Mm-hmm. Does this little girl's mom know she's talking on the phone right now?
She's 27,
Jay. Do you have permission to use the phone
She's
there?
27, Jay.
27.
Oh, 27, yeah. Okay.
Do you think it's helped or hurt your real estate career? Final question.
I think it's helped, honestly, because as soon as I start speaking, it changes it a little bit with guys in general, but, I mean, we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, best of luck to you, Angela.
Bye.
Take care. High-voiced Angela, the real estate agent from San Antonio, Texas.
Mm. Final question.
Final question.
Isn't that like what they say on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Yeah. That's final answer.
Final question.
They crack me up.
Yeah, there's guys that like her voice.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, let's not get into the...
No. I honestly wasn't thinking that. I was... John.
Right into
that. You get the final call here. Broke up with someone over their voice.
Yeah, I was living in Vail a long time ago, and this girl that lived upstairs from me was from Texas. Mm-hmm. And she was in Playboy in 92. She was a stripper in Texas. She quit, moved up to Vail, and she had permanent laryngitis because she did so much coke that it brought it out her vocal cords.
Yeah.
And basically every fifth word that she said wouldn't actually come out of her mouth. You couldn't understand half the things that she said.
She's like, I'm going to take you downstairs. And went, and then I'm going to just go right. And then I'm going to let you.
Yeah,
What are we?
She was a 10 and a half, though.
Oh, my God. A 10 and a half, would you miss every fifth word.
Wild one.
Could you see that?
You got to write it down. Can you write it down for me?
Yeah.
Do that with your...
But you just you just couldn't deal with it.
I'm gonna take it. Yeah, it was brutal. Yeah, absolutely brutal.
That's your job. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling in.
Put it in my
my face.
I really want you to my face.
Both nipples.
I want you to take them in between. Really.
Sound a little emperor-y there.
Skywalker and your friends. Safe from y'all.
Yeah.
I've been doing blow with them Death Star since the Playboy Mansion.
Oh, well. Yes. Oh, well. Former Playboy Playmate, former stripper, years of cocaine abuse.
Yeah,
equals
yeah.
every fifth word. Disappears.
Sure.
Yeah, you lose that fifth word when you do lifetime's work for cocaine.
Yeah.
Cocaine. That's weird. Every
hell of a drug.
It's a hell of a drug.
It is. It is. It can destroy you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
A listener made a huge mistake when buying a lottery ticket that's kind of changed him in a few ways. What went wrong for this guy? We'll read you his email in just a second, but we want to know from you this morning, how did the universe F you?
It'll do that.
I'm sure Chuck could just fill this topic himself.
Yeah,
but
I'm not going to say a word.
How did the universe F you? 1-855-954-6969. That's a toll-free number to reach us. 1-855-954-6969. You can text us at 46969. And the email is email at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com. So this guy starts the email. We were talking about lottery tickets and stuff. He said, I was actually making my daily stop at a gas station near my work. I know all the clerks there on a first-name basis. So I had $20 in my pocket. I figured I'd get one of those $20 scratch tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked for the ticket I wanted. The clerk, though, ripped the wrong one. Well, being very superstitious, I demanded he give me the one I wanted. Mm. So he placed the ticket back in its hole and gave me the one I originally asked for. So I left, went on with my day. After work, I made another stop back at the gas station to get a drink. The clerk's face melted when he saw me. He said, you'll never believe this, but the ticket you almost took was purchased by someone else. He scratched it while he was pumping his gas, and he came in shaking to verify the ticket because he thought he was seeing things. He won $4 million.
Mm. Information you did not need to know.
Exactly.
Just keep it to yourself.
Oh, thanks, Omar. Yeah. Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Appreciate it.
You this are actually made the news.
I've ever met in my life.
Boy, did the universe.
I have to tell you that you are the dumbest man in the history of the world.
$4 million.
So dumb.
$4 million, you say, Omar?
$4 million.
Okay, don't.
Could have been yours, but you're so dumb.
Oh.
I had it in my hand.
Oh, Omar.
To give to you.
Damn you.
Yep. Yep. I knew it wasn't a joke when it made the news. It 100% happened. I didn't play the lotto for a long time after that. But now, if I do ask for a ticket and the clerk even touches another one by mistake, I buy both. P.S. The ticket I got that day was a loser.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, of course. Most we time. Figured.
That's how they work.
Wow. So that's rough. But how did the universe F you?
Mm.
This guy could have had a $4 million lottery ticket, but because of his superstition, picked the one he originally asked for. How did the universe F you? 1-855-954-6969. And James, you, when we read this email, you said that you are kind of like this too.
Yeah, every time if I go buy a lotto ticket and they hand me the wrong one or something, I'd take the wrong one and I'll buy the next one. I think it's because working at the gas station for so long, people would do the same thing. So I was like...
Mm-hmm. So this is a pretty common superstition.
Oh, yeah.
So like you'd accidentally grab one.
Yeah, or if I'm going to buy like a Mega Millions or whatever, if they print out the wrong game, I'll take that one of those too. I'll be like, okay, whatever it is, I'll just add it to the total.
Yeah.
Just in case. You never know. Cause,
yeah, because it could be the universe trying to give you a gift, and then you look the universe in the mouth.
Yeah, you spit right in the universe's face.
Yeah.
That's what someone's saying. The universe didn't F him. The universe.
No,
that's
the hell.
That's what I mean. Like, the universe was trying. The universe tries. Listen, the universe sends you clear messages and stuff about your life and all that thing, and then you don't, and it Fs you.
Mm-hmm. I tell you, though, if I own a gas station or one of these stores right now and I'm listening, I'm touching 5 tickets every time.
That's how I would do it. That's how I would do it.
I wish you would have thought of that when I was running the gas station.
Yeah,
you would have done that.
Lottery sales would go through the roof.
Yeah. You mean the bingo one? No?
No.
Oh, you mean the scratch of three?
No.
You mean the Price is Right?
No, not that one either. The one over there.
Which one?
That one right there, to your right.
This one over there?
No, to your right.
Oh, well, here's
give me them all, for God's sake. I'll take them all.
All right.
Here's $500.
Your total is $67.42.
See? And you win. Amanda's up first here. Amanda, the question right now is, how did the universe F you?
Penis. Balls.
Penis.
Penis.
So over the summer, I had this short job where I met this really sweet kid, and we were working late. It was like 1 a.m. when we got out, and he had parked his car far away. And by the time we got out, he had no way to get to his car because the bus had stopped running. And so it was like 15 minutes away, and I was like, oh, no worries. I'll give you a ride. It's fine. So I did. And then on my way home, I got a flat tire, and I was stuck on the side of the highway until 5 a.m.
Oh no. Well, is that the universe effing you? I mean, I guess, right? You tried to be a nice person, and then it came back to bite you in the ass.
Yeah, karma didn't work that time.
No, because all that's BS.
Yeah.
Universe just decides.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like thumbs down this time.
Some people are horrible their whole life. And
voice changing technology.
Oh, yeah, things work out great for them.
An anonymous person is joining us from Massachusetts. We're wondering how the universe effed you. Good morning.
Lisa Longballs.
Lisa Longballs. So what's your story?
I was born with severe erectile dysfunction, so I've never had an erection, and I'm 21.
Boy, oh boy, the universe. Have you tried anything? Have they given you like a pill and it still just doesn't work?
Pills don't work, but I need to use injections, which is very painful.
Dude, that's
terrible. Every time you want an erection, you've got to inject yourself.
Yep.
How long does it last?
Until I put a shot in to reverse it.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Who shot it?
Dear.
Yeah.
I mean, there is some upside for your lady partners. You can keep going, right?
That is true, yeah.
Yeah.
So there is that, but generally, you've been effed.
Yeah, he's been effed.
Yeah, I've been out of the game.
Oh, man.
Dude.
Yeah.
Good luck. Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yep.
All the best to you and your
You knew that this was going to happen. There would be a few of these.
Yeah. Yeah.
Terrible, terrible things with the universe.
Well, I mean, that's one of the ultimate F's for a man, right? Yeah. Permanent erectile dysfunction from creation.
From just creation, yeah.
Oh, it's awful.
Like, can imagine, like, everybody around you is talking about getting boners and
you've never had one.
And you're like, what are you guys talking about?
What's a boner?
What is this? And then, like, you're in school, and they're talking about the commandment. Nothing like this has ever happened to me.
Hitting it, you're punching it.
It feels great, but nothing.
Universe is a sick bitch.
Yeah. Don't upset it.
I guess. Well, I'm sure that he did nothing. Yeah, he wasn't even born.
Yeah.
So young.
So what about you? How did the universe F you? Hopefully a little more upbeat than no boners. 1-855-954-6969. 1-855-954-6969. This text came in. Was at the bar this past weekend. Saw my crush of 8 years from high school. She's easily a 9. We've always talked and flirted, but never anything. Well, one thing led to another. She wanted me to finally take her home with me.
My God.
Problem. I have a girlfriend. Long story short, my dong was screaming yes, while my head said no.
Mm.
Of course, I went with my dong, and we banged in the back seat. Oh, wow, the twists and turns. Uh-huh. The karma came, though, when I smelt poop.
What? And all of a sudden, what? The nine I've always dreamed about banging sharted in my backseat.
Oh, you ruined the dream of the nine.
The universe hates me.
Oh, my
God,
yeah.
The fantasy is blown.
Wow.
That's it. I mean.
What a story.
Like, you go from a nine to.
Jesus.
But if you just left it. Like,
she still would have been on that pedestal.
You know, she could have been just that.
She's a sharding nine, which means she would
never got. Somehow somebody was telling him you should just leave it at that.
Yeah, the universe was like, why are you doing this? Poop.
Make her poop now.
You know?
Poop. What does when a nine sharts, what does she become?
4.5.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's higher than I thought. She's still a 4.5.
She's at least halved.
She's halved.
I think she's still a nine. She's just got problems with poop.
Yeah. Yeah, ask her to go first.
Stinky nine. There's no
okay,
such
but
thing.
Here's the thing.
Nines
so then,
are never stinky.
So I go to the bar. I got a girlfriend.
How about Muddy?
I go to the bar, and then there's poop in my car.
How do you explain it?
Yeah,
you've got to get it cleaned.
You have to get that cleaned, and it's somebody. He should just listen to himself.
To his actual head.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Not his. I mean. At the same time, he'll probably end up dumping this girl anyway, or they're not going to work out. So, you know.
Yeah.
But my one buddy who was so faithful. He was such a faithful guy. He could have banged like 15 different chicks in Mexico. Every chick there wanted him. And he was like, you know, I got a girlfriend back at home and, you know, stuff's real great. And she's railing some guy that whole time. That whole time she's banging someone else, you know. I mean, and that was the universe just like, wow, your one chance to have as many bits as you could ever possibly imagine.
I just wish I would have cheated on all of my exes. 100 times.
Oh, man. How did the universe F you? This guy who emailed us went to pick out a lottery ticket. The clerk handed him the wrong one, so he made him put it back and give him the one he wanted. That ticket, later that day, someone else won $4 million on, the one he refused. So he was definitely effed by the universe. The universe tried to help him. He kind of effed himself, actually. But how did the universe F you? Cam from Midland. Hi, Cam.
Lisa Three-Way.
Lisa Three-Way.
What happened, man?
Hey, guys. What's up? So I'm a college golfer, and I had aspirations to go pro after college. And 2 weeks before our season started, I was playing basketball just for fun. And this one kid that I didn't want to pick up on my team, he threw a pass at my feet. I tried to grab it. It hit my foot, broke my pinky sideways, dislocated it, and I had to have surgery with 3 pins in it, and now I can't play golf. So,
God. Jesus. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Just playing a fun game of basketball.
Yeah, so that was how the universe effed me.
Yeah, no, that for sure. You hear about stuff like that all the time, though.
Oh, yeah, a small injury.
It's a freak little thing that people do.
Well, like I had a buddy, he got drafted in baseball, and he's playing in the minors for Kansas City, and then it was like one of the off seasons, a bunch of his buddies or whatever, they're like, hey, let's play pickup basketball. And he was just shooting the ball around or whatever, and something happened, he twisted his knee the wrong way, and it went.
Mm.
And he went back, they were like doing rehab, and they're like, you know what, man, it's probably never going to be the same. Cut. That's it. Bye.
One simple little thing.
Yep.
This guy said my tailgate decided to burn out one night on my way to college. Well, I got pulled over by a cop. I was arrested with 4 ounces of weed, a scale, baggies, and $3,500.
Hmm.
Next day, I go pick up my car from the tow yard. Freaking taillight was working again.
Oh, just man.
A faulty little wire or something, right?
It actually just had this. The exact same thing happened to me the other day where I you know, when you turn the blinker on, it all of a sudden blinks real fast. You're like, oh, great. I lost a light. So it did that for about 6 hours. And then something must have happened and it started working again. Yeah. And then it was weeks later. It finally blew fully or whatever. But you got to wait those things out every once in a while.
Yeah, I pretend that my car heals like Wolverine.
Really doesn't, though, right?
No.
Ken from Boston. Hi, Ken. You're on with Dave and Chuck the Freak. How did the universe F you?
What's up, guys? Penis balls.
Penis.
You know how McDonald's does that Monopoly game?
Oh, yeah. Try to win every year.
Yeah. Yeah, the grand prize for Boardwalk and Park Place is $1 million.
Yeah.
Well, I once got both pieces. I had Boardwalk on my game board at home. I was out. I got, you know, a Big Mac, peeled off Park Place, freaked out, ran home, and found out somebody had thrown my Game Boy away.
Oh, my God.
What? Oh, no.
What did you do?
I was a lot of swearing, a lot of yelling, a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, because I think they only, one of those pieces, and I can't remember which one it is, if they make like, they'll make like 30,000 boardwalks, but then they only make the one.
Yes.
Park Place. Yeah. So like everyone gets Boardwalk and you get excited. Yeah. But so like
the chance
have,
of getting the one to complete.
Oh my God,
it
all is, I would have done is just kept buying fries. That whole day I would just kept buying fries. Just buy a million fries.
Yeah. Yeah, but you only make the one piece. Oh, you're hoping for another.
You're hoping for the you hope that you have the one.
You're right. But unless the Boardwalk was the one and he just had already lucked out. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
That's the thing. I can't remember how it works.
Yeah, everybody's done the dance with that Boardwalk.
Mm-hmm, they've done the dance.
Yeah. I've been in that game in years, but I remember years ago doing it.
I remember when it came out, I was like, this is my ticket!
This is it! Boardwalk is mine!
The blue one!
I'm sure next couple fries I get, I will get Park Place and I will be a millionaire. I'm going to do myself a favor and I'm going to get the Big Mac meal because they come with two pieces.
Exactly.
On the top of the box.
Super size of drink, please, because I want them on the drink. Thank you very much.
Oh, I used to have so many of those. I had so many of those pieces. You don't even want to know.
Free small fries. Just 36 free small fries.
Listen to this guy. How did the universe F him? Factory I worked at burned down one day before I would have been eligible for unemployment. One day before.
Whoa.
That's terrible. That's the universe. Like,
you're a bad person.
Yes.
Ron.
Yeah.
So the question is right now, how did the universe F you? And Ron reached out at 1-855-954-6969. Tell us your story, Ron.
Okay, so probably about 5-6 years ago or so, don't remember exactly when now, I was in paramedic school, going to be a paramedic, love helping people. I was transporting a patient having an active heart attack, taking him to the cath lab. I was carrying the monitor while the other two medics were handling the gurney. I tripped over the threshold to the elevator, stiffened up and went straight back. I remember hearing the sound of my skull thump off the concrete and echo up and down the hallway. It took 3 days for the blurred vision to go down. It was about that time that I realized I can't remember my childhood, half my marriage, and most of my kids growing up.
What? So that's gone. It's gone.
Gone. And I also suffer from intermittent retrograde amnesia, which means now I have a hard time making and maintaining memories, cognitive issues. I am permanently disabled because of tripping over my own 2 feet.
Jeez. Yeah.
Wow, man.
That is the universe.
That is.
That sucks. Good thing is he won't remember calling in.
True.
Exactly.
Yeah. And that is true.
On a good note, though, the dude survived.
That's good. You got him. So. Well, thank God.
So. Could you make sure just to write our station down on your hand for us, if you don't mind?
Yeah. So we hope we don't lose you.
I had to wait for you guys to say the phone number like 3 or 4 times to get my phone in my hand before I could call in.
Okay, man.
Man.
Thanks a lot for listening. Hope you remember us tomorrow.
It's like 50 first dates.
Yeah. Thank God he found us again.
Yeah. Every day he's like, oh, it's a new show.
The show is groundbreaking.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm not sure if I like these guys yet.
Someone said, always dreamed of becoming a Marine. Trained for over a year and enlisted. 3 days in, dislocated my knee. Ended my dream.
Huh.
That's how the universe effed me.
I don't know. See, because sometimes...
Maybe the universe saved you.
Sometimes
something bad.
Works in mysterious ways.
2 months after I bought my first brand new car, I drove it to upstate New York for a family camping trip. My grandpa asked me to move my car, and I said, oh, sure, no problem. Give me 5 minutes. Just about to leave and run into town. 3 minutes later, the tree that I was parked under fell and completely totaled the car. If he had moved it when grandpa asked, it would have been fine.
Mm. Yep.
But he could have been in it.
Or he could have been crushed to death.
I guess.
See, right. You got to always look at the other side of it.
You're right, Lise.
What is the universe trying to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
Stay or go? Do I stay or go? Universe. Greg calling us from Canada this morning. Hi, Greg.
Whatever it is, you'll do the wrong thing.
Where'd you go, eh?
How's she going, eh? How did the universe F Greg?
Well, I was, I'm a photographer, so I took pictures of a lot of landscapes. I was doing some pictures of a storm coming in, and a bolt of lightning hit my tripod. Also hit me, and I was hospitalized with third-degree burns, and I permanently have numbing in my hands and feet now. I also suffered from, like, numbing in, like, my dong and in my testicles.
Oh, no. Lightning balls.
No.
Yes. Lightning balls.
And so, long story short, my fiance, we broke up because I couldn't perform anymore.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
My goodness.
Yeah, the tripod with the storm coming in.
Yeah. A lot of, some of those are the best photos
pictures,
ever, though.
Right,
yeah.
Right. You roll the
and
dice,
every
right?
once in a while, those guys get hit.
He paid with his balls.
Yeah, he did.
Oh. Wow, and I've never heard of a side effect of lightning being numb genitals.
I just would, that's all I'd talk about every day. I'd be like, yeah, it's kind of like the time lightning took my dick and balls from me.
Oh, jeez, he's still upset about this.
Yeah, I'm still upset.
That's how every evil day. Villains are created.
Yeah, it is.
I'm on lightning balls, Batman.
Look out, lightning balls is coming.
Yeah. Oh, he's evil.
How did the universe F me? Went my entire life healthy, rarely sick or anything. Always used to brag about how healthy I was.
Mm. Never brag. That's my number one rule.
Don't brag.
When I turned 26, I found out I had a rare autoimmune disease. It got out of hand. I ended up in a coma for 2 weeks, almost died. Needless to say, I don't brag about being healthy.
No.
Don't brag. Bragging. Bragging equals bad news.
Yeah, the universe did. Catches wind of that.
They do.
Like, what was that?
Yeah, I was like, oh, they keep saying that, huh?
We got a bragger.
Be a little nervous.
How about a rare autoimmune disease?
coma.
Enjoy your coma, bitch.
Yeah.
I'm the universe.
Holly's calling us from Beverly, Massachusetts. How did the universe F you, Holly?
Well, penis and balls, first of all.
Penis.
I was like 37 years old. I went back to school to be a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. I was only practicing for about a year. I slipped in my bathroom and literally messed up my back. I've had two surgeries, can't work anymore. Oh. So, and I feel like I'm, 80 when I'm only 43 years old.
Oh, that sucks.
But, Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
What can you do,
Yeah, no, that's true.
That's a nice positive attitude
that's true.
There, Holly.
What can you do?
But, I like, listening to you guys crack me up, and I think you guys are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I love you guys.
Thank you, Holly. All the best.
All right.
See ya.
Hopefully they don't cancel us out there.
Because then life will be easy. How could you do that to Holly?
Don't do that to Holly.
You can't do that to Holly.
Universe.
They'll do it.
Don't make people work.
They'll do it.
Someone said, I live on Cape Cod. The summers are awesome on Cape Cod. How did the universe have me? Well, I can't go out in the sun without getting a bad rash and very sick.
Allergic to the sun.
Oh, Cape
Big
Cod.
Umbrella.
Oh, man.
Big umbrella, Lisa says. Big umbrella,
it's
I guess.
Umbrella person.
A lot of sunscreen. Phil. Hello, Phil.
Yeah.
How did the universe F you?
I just got back from Vietnam in 69. Oregon started the lottery. I had a dream. A Montanard came to my dream. Give me all the numbers. I wrote them down as he gave them to me. I went to the store the next day to buy a ticket. Forgot to slip, but I thought I'd memorized them. And that I was one number off on every one of them.
So it was
$28.7 million I would have got.
So wait, the numbers that you had written down were the right numbers, but your memory remembered them wrong.
Right.
Mm.
Oh.
And there was only one winner.
What came to you in your dream?
The Montanard came to me in my dream.
The Mountain Lord?
And give me Montanard from Vietnam.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He gave me every number, every one, and they were all right. But I was one number off on each one when I went to the store to buy the ticket.
Damn.
I forgot the slip. Good memory.
Yeah, no, we always, as guys, we always forget the slip, Come on. We never bring the list. We always forget it. We always forget it.
I write a shopping list every time I go to the store, and it's on the coffee table.
That's
every
what
time.
I'm saying. That is what I'm saying. Yeah. Right? We got to write stuff on our arm.
All right, man. Thanks.
Love you guys.
See you, man.
Thank you, Phil.
That's too bad.
Sucks.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I'd probably have a dream sometime where, like, somebody's giving me some lottery numbers, and I'm just like, huh? And I couldn't hear them, and they're like, 20, 20, 20, 12, 35.
Speak up!
Huh? And I wake up.
I've Shut
pissed,
up!
I've pissed myself.
Yeah.
I took a turn there.
33, 16, 7, 2.
What?
47, 33, 16,
I'm waking up.
7, 2. 47.
Oh, I almost had the last number.
Couldn't quite get it.
Oh. Yeah.
Devin from New Hampshire. How did the universe have you, Devin?
It was my birthday, and me and my buddy went to go see Katy Perry.
Sure.
Yeah.
We were like five rows from the stage, so we ate a bunch of edibles.
Right.
Okay.
As you so know. I'm there, I got a sign that says it's my birthday, and I'm all ready with the sign. And I spilled water on it, but I didn't think much of it. You know, I was like, I'll probably still try to hold it up. But then the edibles started kicking in, all that nonsense. And I didn't hold up the sign. She's like, let me see the sign. She's reading them. Turns out she takes this dude on stage and gives him a lap dance. And his birthday is a month away. And my sign literally says it's my birthday, but it's soaking wet. And I'm like... I'm flying pretty high, five rows.
Yeah.
And currently.
I'll see that guy up there in my nightmares.
So he missed out on getting a lap dance from Katy Perry because of his messed up edible high
exactly.
sign.
Exactly.
That sign, man. That sign looks like it says it's my butthole.
Oh, my God. Water. Sure, we'll read it.
Mm-mm. You're going to get kicked out. You probably should just put that down.
Look at that guy up there. Getting a lapper.
She really motorboated him. Good.
Andy from New Hudson.
Oh,
hi, Andy.
Man.
Perfect titties.
How's she going, eh?
How's she going, eh? How did the universe F you?
Well, what happened, I kind of got C-blocked by some police officers. I was going to take some... nice young ladies home for my first experience of a three-way. We were making out at the bar, all that fun stuff. Yeah. Everything looking great. Girls told me to kind of turn on the wrong street. I started to turn, and she's like, no, the next one. So I get back over, go make the next left. Oh, there's a police officer behind me. Ended up hauling me away for a Dewey. Took the young ladies away and never talked to them again.
Oh, man. He probably locked you up and then had a threesome with those two chicks.
Oh, yeah. Probably.
Probably.
You're safe now, ladies.
Although the universe did give me Wendy's on the way there.
Well,
that makes up for a threesome.
Okay.
The universe works in mysterious ways. Mysterious,
it
delicious.
Spicy chicken sandwich out of the deal.
DUI, but I'll throw you some Wendy's.
You're a real sick bitch, universe, but I'll take the Wendy's.
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Someone said, I have a reverse universe story. My ex was really pushing for a threesome years ago. After some time, I finally decided, okay, we'll do it. But it would be a surprise. So I'd all set up, beautiful, experienced female, local hotel. Same morning, I found out he was cheating. So I never told him, and I went all by myself. Best night. I learned a lot from her.
I bet.
I loved that all night. I was having a great time, and he was the reason I set it up, but he was totally missing out. Mm-hmm. Best revenge ever.
Yeah, he had no idea.
No. Just a douche.
Yep. You should have like invited him.
Yeah.
And then kicked him out.
You opened the door naked.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with the girl.
And then close the door.
And then close it.
Yeah, because so he would know.
Exactly. So he would know. Yeah, you got to know. And then you got to be loud, which I'm sure they were.
Alex.
They're going to be loud. Yeah. Of course they're loud. You got a lady down there?
Yeah. Come on. Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
Pretty good. How about you?
Good. How did the universe have Alex?
Okay, so I was in Detroit, and I was at a red light with this girl I knew, and she loved street racing. And she said if I could win the street race, I'd get the banger. And just as I left the light, I'd blew my trans.
It happens. It happens.
It's not so fast and furious.
Yeah, no. Exactly.
That's like finaleing in your pants as you're about to
really
have sex, right?
It really is.
Yo!
Hold on to your butt!
Oh, poor bastard. Jack. Howdy, Jack.
Hey.
So, tell us how the universe effed you.
Well, I was with this girl for about 2 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
She went through thick and thin. Everything she went through, I went through. We went to a family cookout. Never broken a bone in my body, right?
Uh-huh.
Ripped just right. Shattered my collarbone. In 5 or 6 places, had to get 3 plates, 8 screws. Can't use my left arm no more. And then she ended up cheating on me at least a month later, and now I'm living in a shack.
Oh, man, right to a shack.
Right to a shack.
Oh, my God.
Oh, goodness.
My God.
And that's the day Dave took one call too many.
Yeah.
Yes. The universe was trying to tell you something.
It was. Yeah, the universe had said to me, end it at transmission guy.
Yeah.
End it at transmission man.
Nope. We went and lived in a shack ourselves. We went into the old
we're the radio
caller.
Shack.
Radio
shack.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.